And now this is a dictation for Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A, Simpson, S-I-M, P as in Paul, S-O-N, March 2554, addresses a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, A025029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, follow up for Mrs. Simpson. Living unrelated renal transplant, October 2014. Last visit here was in June. There is a skin cancer of the forehead to be removed in the near future. Squamous cancer. Comes accompanied with husband. There was problems of some degree of dyspnea, work cuff, cardiovascular and pulmonary stable baseline without any new findings. Developed shingle on the left costal area. This is the second attack. Has received shingle vaccines. Already healing. Only Tylenol for pain control. Next paragraph. She's keeping her fluid intake as she's having some loose stools but no bleeding. The left hand is a little bit edema and there is some degree of cyanosis, is the same site of the open left-sided wrist AV fistula. There has been back pain evaluated in the emergency room at least two or three times with negative findings. I did an extensive review system, review medication for transplant prednisone, long-acting tacro, and myfortic, M-Y-F-O-R-T-I-C, on diuretics and metoprolol, insulin and cholesterol management. Next paragraph, present weight 191 is stable, blood pressure 140 over 70, left-sided AV fistula open, minor edema and cyanosis of the hand, no motor deficits, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, there is obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema, lower extremities. Next paragraph, chemistries, kidney transplant function is normal, malanemia and macrocytosis, normal sodium potassium, acid base, normal albumin calcium, no activity in the urine for blood or protein, tacro therapeutic 4 to 8, it was 5.4, no protein in the urine on protein creatinine ratio, normal phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Living unrelated renal transplant, October 2014. Kidney transplant is normal. High-risk medication on immunosuppressant. Tacrolimus therapeutic. Complications of skin cancer to be removed. ESRD was related to atypical HUS. She has chronic back pain, spinal stenosis, disc abnormalities. Stable respiratory cardiovascular workup. Transesophageal echo, normal ejection fraction, the presence of the bioprosthetic aortic valve. She does have mitral stenosis, tricuspid regurgitation, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. Renal chemistry as indicated above is stable, continue present regimen, also discussed with the patient and husband. End of dictation.